It's 19 minutes past 8 on the line now. We've got Hank Potts from Barclays Private Bank. Hank, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, nice to have you back. Did you have a nice few days off?
No, I wasn't really off, to be honest. Yeah, I was working in Monaco. That. I know people always see these things. They see the destination and think it's some sort of holiday, but it wasn't the case. But it was nice down in Monaco, actually. It's the reinsurance conference that takes place, which is a huge event down there.
Right.
It's the second biggest event in the principality after the F1 Grand Prix. So spent a lot of time with clients there. That was all very good. Weather was nice and some good times, but nice to be back in London.
Yeah, I do appreciate that you were working down in Monaco for that. But let's face it, you are happier that they do it in Monaco, not Blackpool. I mean, let's face it.
I'm just happy to spend time with clients. That's the most important thing to me. But maybe you're right. As you walk along Casino Square, it's probably better than along the prom looking at the arcade machines in Blackpool.
Yes, I think so. However, a very diplomatic answer, Hank. I'll hand it there. Right, anyway, let's take a look at what's been going on in the markets. Markets a bit weaker yesterday.
Yeah, equity markets trade a little bit to the downside yesterday ahead of today's US inflation report and tomorrow's European Central Bank interest rate decision. UK wage growth held at a record 7.8% year-on-year in the quarter to July, keeping that pressure up on the Bank of England. On the corporate front, Oracle shares were under pressure. In fact, down 13% after posting slower cloud sales. Although sales still rose 30%, that was below the 54% that reported for that division in the previous quarter. In terms of foreign exchange markets, we did see sterling and the euro trade lower against the dollar as stagnation expectations weigh on the currencies of the UK and the European Union. S&P 500 closed down 0.6% yesterday. Looks like European shares will follow that lead this morning. Looks like they'll open down around 0.4%. We're, 39 minutes away from the open. We've got Euro stocks down 22 points. FTSE 100 in London down 30 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 91 points.
Now, you just sort of mentioned it there, but US inflation numbers, they're due later today.
Yeah, huge number this one. Remember, US inflation has been moderating at a rapid pace, and that's been providing a boost to sentiment. However, I think today we will see a re-acceleration of price pressures in August in the United States due to rising energy prices. US gasoline prices rose 6.7% in August. Therefore, we look for headline CPI growth of 0.6% month-to-month, getting back up to 3.7% year-on-year compared to the 3.2% that we saw in July. Forecasts at core inflation, remember this strips out some of the more volatile elements of food and energy, firmed by 0.2%, 4.3% year-on-year. I think within that core measure, we'd expect to see a decline in used car prices, pushing core goods deeper into deflation, but firmer airfares and hotel prices helping to drive services inflation higher. What's more important, I think, for the market is where inflation's going from here. We do think the trend is lower, but I don't think that rapid moderation we've seen over the course of the past few months will be shining through. I think future progress back towards the target will become a little bit more difficult. But we do have US headline CPI printing at 3.3% in December of this year, 2.5% by December in 2024. And what does that mean for the Fed is really the important question here. We think there's probably been enough in the data recently for the Fed to push ahead with its pause in terms of the September meeting, but we still see one additional rate hike in November to close out the hiking cycle at 5.5% to 5.75%.
Okay, now we'll move on to pub news.
You'd like this one.
pub company deciding to charge more when it's busy. Now, I'm a day drinker, so I'll be fine, so I don't mind.
Yeah, this could work out quite nicely for you. As soon as I saw the headlines around this, I was thinking, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
We've become pretty used to dynamic pricing when it comes to air travel, I suppose, surge pricing in terms of the taxi companies. Now, British pub group Stonegate, which owns the Slug and Lettuce and Yates bars, said it will charge more for drinks during busy times. Customers will be alerted to price increases through notices in their pubs. They've justified the decision on higher costs, saying that when it's very busy, they've got to employ extra security and bar staff. Companies said they already introduced temporary price increases before charging an extra 50 pence a pint more when England games were shown in their pubs during the course of the past two World Cups. So it'd be interesting to see how drinkers react to that.
Well, also, I mean, you know, pubs have been doing, you know, happy hours at some point, for a long time. You know, you go in there early, yeah. there's a happy hour going on, then the happy hour stops and the prices go back up again. I mean, you know, it's similar, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just taking, I suppose, in that other direction. I wonder how much the price differences will be and whether it will encourage people to buy them while it's a little bit earlier and all these. It changes consumers' behaviour, I suppose. So
it does.
Yeah, maybe the daytime drink will be brought back into the game. They'll feel good about themselves. They'll say, listen, I'm not here too early. It's because I want to take advantage of the lower price rather than because I need a drink at 11 o'clock.
I'm just making a smart financial decision.
Yes.
There was a pub there, like, years ago, I don't know if it's still there, there's a pub in Zurich which had the screens up, a bit like a trading setup, and every time someone ordered like two or three beers, the price would go up, and if no one was ordering any beers, it would sink down slowly, and then you go up and you strike a price, but if you're waiting for it to go down too much and someone else buys a beer, then it goes up again.
It was more of a fun thing rather than a dynamic market that really operated on a supply and demand dynamic perspective, I suppose. But maybe it also did react to when it was busy there that prices went up.
Yeah.
It was more a way of encouraging people to buy extra drinks, I think, with a little bit of price movements on your favourite cocktail. Encourage you to go in when you're sort of halfway through your first, or in your case, your fifth. But I don't know if they really caught on, did they? I don't know if it really did that well.
And of course, then you go up there and you say, look, if I give you an extra franc, can I secure that price in 20 minutes from now? So, and then you get to the options.
Yes.
It gets complicated. Right, anyway, Hank, that was good. Just to let you know, by the way, it's important for you, actually, because you will be with us tomorrow and Friday, I'm assuming.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Well, you'll be pleased to know the standard of conversation will be lifted because Kat will be sitting in for me.
Nice.
I thought you'd be happy. I'm off to Monday and Tuesday next week. I'm off to Scotland.
Off on your holidays?
Yeah, Scotland for a long weekend.
Someone should review how many days holiday you take. This is ridiculous. Is it the week after next? I'm going to be in Switzerland for the British Swiss Chamber of Commerce annual luncheon, which we should, of course,
mention.
Very much looking forward to that. I think it's on the 27th of September.
I think you're right. Actually, I did get a message from Michael McKay from the British Swiss Chamber of Commerce actually last week. He said, yeah, because we've had, here in Geneva, we had a day off, last week. It is selling well, not quite sold out yet, but if you want tickets to see Hank at the British Swiss Chamber of Commerce event, where is it, the Beau Rivage Hotel in Geneva, isn't it?
Beautiful hotel. Yeah. Not overlooking the lake there. The drinks will be flowing nicely.
Right.
It's a lovely lunch, actually. A bit of informal commentary around the outlook for the global economy and financial markets. Still a bit of banter with some old friends there as well. So it's very welcoming. It's a really lovely lunch. You're absolutely right.
No, it is. So it is the 27th. That's September 27th, a Wednesday. If you want tickets for that, they're available right now on the website, bscc.co.uk. bscc.co.uk. It will, and this is no joke, it will sell out. So if you want to go along to that.
I think you've got to buy the tickets, certainly towards the end of next week is when it closes out.
So, yeah.
Still some opportunities there.
Absolutely.
But grab them while you can.
Absolutely. bscc.co.uk. Hank, lovely to speak to you. I'll speak to you sometime next week, but you'll be with Kat tomorrow.
Enjoy your time off.
Cheers. That was Hank Potts there from Barclays Private Bank. It's 8:28. We'll have the news coming up for you in a couple of moments. A bit of David Bowie right now. And Suffragette City.